Well, we're talking with Dan Heckman. He is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources here in northern Michigan with the Forestry Division. Good morning to you, sir. Forest Management. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Let me ask you, the job of the Forest Management Division sounds like it's very difficult given how much forest land we have up here. How expansive is that division within the DNR?
Yeah, the Forest Resource Division has approximately 300 employees, and of course that changes a little bit here and there. But it's a significant division with a lot of employees to do a lot of very important work. The state forest is 4 million acres, so that's quite a bit of land to take care of when you think about all of the different aspects of forest management that there is.
So what is it that your part of the DNR does, Dan? You're out in the woods, literally, physically out there. You're making sure the trees are healthy, the habitat. What exactly does your division do?
Yeah, the main purpose is to perform all of the duties necessary to manage the public forest for them, right? So we're instilled with the obligation and privilege, really, to take care of that forest and make sure that all of the different values that people have on the forest or in the forest are represented and taken care of and then managed for long term for generations to come. So yeah, we from the ground up, we've got foresters, forest technicians that are out in the woods, assessing the forest and the conditions that exist. So they're taking measurements on trees and in those different tree species, sizes, diameters, ages, things like that. And then those collection of trees are accumulated into stands. And those stands of timber are kind of what we evaluate for different habitat needs and different timber needs. And we prescribe those stands for different types of management that will provide different habitat and different conditions over time and also provide us with the important wood products that we need that we all use in our daily lives. And so that's really the ground level work that happens. And then everything there on up is to support that effort. And so
how do you within the department, what's the philosophy? And I know I'm going off on a tangent a bit here, but people up here really talk about a lot about the economics, of the forest and forest products industry. Yet people also are concerned about the environmental aspect. So how does your division, balance all of that?
Yeah, we have to take all of that into account and, not just economics and the health of the environment, but also the recreation opportunities that are out there and the soil and aquatic resources that we have and the cultural resources, right? So you add all of that together and the way that we go about it is we create this framework, a planning framework that kind of organizes all of those things into different principles, goals, and strategies within our plan. And then we come up with management objectives and actions that we can take throughout this 10-year period to ensure that each one of those different values is managed appropriately. There's a lot of balancing that has to happen, and all of these things can happen on state forest land, but they're not necessarily in the same spot, right? So, and maybe not at the same time, but the thing that we have in front of us is to make sure that we represent all those values and that we do all of that management. And you try to reach a balance there.
And public comment and public input is important, isn't it? And we're going to get into these webinars here in a second. But there's I read your press releases all the time on the radio, Dan, about a compartment meeting and people come to this township hall to give their opinion on this segment of forest and whatnot.
Right. Yeah. Public involvement is huge with the state forest. This is a public land base. And like I said, the public actually owns this land. The people of the state of Michigan are the owners, and we have the privilege of managing it for them. So we want their input. We want to make sure that we are representing their values. And certainly everybody that's working in the Department of Natural Resources on making these decisions is well-informed, educated, and in the natural resource fields, very professional but we also want to hear from those folks that are everyday users and make sure that we're not missing anything. There's as much of a social science to this as there is a physical science and environmental science, right? So, the compartment review process that you're talking about, that's the annual implementation of this 10-year plan. So what we're doing right now with this state forest management plan sets the direction for the next decade, for the next 10 years. And then each year of that decade, we're going to hold a compartment review for each forest management unit where we get really specific about what prescriptions are going to take place and which stands and what that, what that's going to result in. So we'll love to hear the input.
So how do these webinars fit into the entire, compass of what we've been talking about here? You've had a few of them. There's another tonight. I'm sure there's more coming shortly.
Yep, we released a draft state forest management plan to set that direction for the decade back in September. And since then, we've done a couple of webinars. We've done a couple of in-person meetings. And most of those opportunities have been between the hours of 8 and 5. And what we wanted to do tonight was offer a webinar for folks that can't make it during those hours. Maybe after work, if you're interested in learning about how the state forest is managed and you have some comments or you have reviewed the plan and you want to make some comments or let us know what you think, provide some input, that's what tonight's all about. So we're going to do a short presentation just to kind of get the stage set and let folks know what's in our plan if they haven't had a chance to read it, and then take some questions and feedback tonight. And we encourage folks to review it if they haven't had a chance yet. We're taking comment through the end of the year. So please do take a look. And the executive summary is a great place to start. It's a good high-level overview of what we've got there, and then you can dig in from there.
Yeah, we don't have time in this interview for me to ask you specifically, hey, this segment of forest in Menominee County, what are your plans there, and what people like about it, don't like about it. We don't have time for that. But how can people, if they, for example, cannot be on your webinar tonight, Dan, how can they get online? What resource, I imagine DNR website, and then how do they get in touch with you to let you know, hey, I don't think a clear cut's a good idea here, or maybe that we should cut here, or allow more forestry here, or, no logging there, that kind of thing.
Yeah, a good place to start is obviously the internet. If you go to the DNR's webpage, it's just michigan.gov/DNR. And inside of that, you're going to see a title at the top that says Managing Your Resources, and then there's a link to forestry. If you go to that forestry page, you'll see a link to forest management and public input, and both of those links kind of take you in similar directions here. The how and why we manage forests is there, and that's where you're going to find a link to our plan. And there's also the public input side has a state, My State Forest, it's called. It's an interactive web map that shows all of our proposed activities, ongoing treatments, past treatments, and then the stuff we're proposing. There's also a link to every unit manager around the state for those particular units. So if you're, talking about the Escanaba Management Unit, you want to get a hold of somebody there and ask some local questions about what's happening, that's the place to go. Look at that compartment review schedule, and there's a link to each one of those people.
All right. Anything else you want to mention about it's quite a big undertaking, managing our forests, as you and I have discussed here. Anything else that we should let people know about before I close here?
I just appreciate the opportunity to let folks know what we're up to. And it's important, right? This is a 4 million acre public forest that is one of the largest in the nation, if not the largest. And it's important for folks to be involved and let us know what you think about the state forest management plan. Hopefully we've got a proposed draft plan here that looks good to folks. And if you see a few things, we're wanting to hear about it, and we'll make some changes in the next few months and put out the final draft probably around May or June. So appreciate the opportunity.